Hilliard Lyons is proud to become a part of Baird, a trusted financial services firm that shares our commitment to the community. I'm Jeff Main, branch manager with Hilliard Lyons. You can learn more about Baird and our new partnership at HilliardToBaird.com.
Now, Keith, busy Tuesday rolls on. A little shift change. Jim Sims is joining us in this hour, and that's perfect because we don't care whether it's 3:40 or 4:40. We just want Jim Sims. Jim, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
We're doing great. We always appreciate you fitting us into your schedule as well. And we've got busy things going on this week. Super busy, Keith. And we're going to start, Jim, on Thursday as a big meet. I had it right in front of me, and of course I've lost it. Go ahead, Keith. If you've
public
got
public safety committee meeting, is public that the safety name of your committee, Jim?
Meeting.
Yes, that's one of our standing committees. City Council Standing Committee that was formed after we restructured this year. And I am the chair of the Public Safety Standing Committee. And what we want to do Thursday, now this was in response to the committee was formed, so if there's some issues that had to do with public safety, it would be referred to that committee. So, but we're meeting in response to the nationwide uproar with some of the excessive force and police use that we've heard about and dealt with across the country. And so we just want to take public comments on what they think about it, what they have to offer. And really the whole point is to receive the information from the public. Now we'll compile all that information and we'll, there will be some good ideas, I think, and some things that we can incorporate. But at that point, our job will be to partner, obviously, with BPD, the city administration, and the mayor's office, and then to hopefully come up with meaningful changes, and not to change just for change's sake, but some meaningful changes for our community, as well as, you know, considering and taking into account some of the changes or some of the alterations, I should say, or implementation is a better word, that has been occurring over the last couple of years. So of many things, you know, anti-bias training, some de-escalation tactics. Is that enough? Obviously not. Can we improve on it? Obviously so. But I think either way, it'll be better for this community to get as much community input as possible. So in a nutshell, that's the whole purpose of Thursday's meeting. Just trying to do our part.
And Jim, how does the community participate in that meeting?
It'll be by Zoom. And of course, it'll be it's a noticed public meeting. And you go to the website, you can obviously log on. I believe the Zoom login is there. It'll be Cats will be recording it, if I'm not mistaken. And I do believe we also may have Facebook Live. So I think people can access it that way as well.
Will they be able to ask questions during the meeting?
Well, no. And I don't mean to be terse with that, but the whole point is to receive information. So I've seen some communications. I heard some other things that this is to be a robust discussion and a debate. No, that's not the purpose of this meeting. Now, there will be robust discussion with further input, and there will be some discussion with the community and some back and forth debate and some answering questions, but that's not the purpose of Thursday night's meeting. So I think the best way to start is to gather as much information, and that may or may not be the only meeting. I anticipate that there'll be more to solicit public input, but to gather as much of that as we can, assemble it in data, and then we have information that we can work from based on what the community thinks and, you know, some of the other things that we know and hope to achieve.
Jim Sims is our guest this afternoon checking in. And that's Thursday night, Zoom. If you go to the city's website, you can see it on the calendar on the right-hand side of the page. You click on it, and it takes you immediately to the Zoom link. So I know all of us have been Zooming lately. That shouldn't be terribly difficult to follow along with.
It is. And thank you for mentioning that. I neglected to say 7 p.m. Thursday night. And as you just said, it can be accessed through the city's webpage. So thank you.
No, our pleasure. Jim Sims is our guest this afternoon. City Councilman, council meeting tomorrow night. You got to put some ducks in order for what's going to be happening on the streets of Kirkwood. Well, the block streets of Kirkwood. What else is on your agenda for tomorrow night?
actually, we have no first reading. In fact, actually, tomorrow will be our last meeting before we go on council recess. And I think we'll reconvene on July 22nd. So tomorrow's the last meeting for the next month or so. So the legislation that we have on the schedule has to do with some recommendations, temporarily suspending some municipal code in response to the COVID-19 pandemic and trying to help our businesses with regard to, in this particular case, closing Kirkwood temporarily for vehicular traffic. There's some signage ordinance that was addressed and altered temporarily. So again, we're just trying to come out of this pandemic as best as we can by helping these businesses, in particular downtown businesses, so we can get on the road to recovery. That is just at this point, we think it's significant. It will help. But it's really a small thing. We still have every other sector that we have to deal with and hope to aid in that recovery as well. And there's been a lot done, as you both know, I think.
And as busy as you are, tell me about the United Way and how that progress is being made.
Well, that capital campaign season has ended. I think before all this hit, it was the 1st of February, if I'm not mistaken. April 7th. I take that back. But we were going to have a community celebration. And this year, of course, last year, we raised $1.2 million, roughly, for the United Way campaign and to help our 24 service agencies and get to and aid the people in this community that need that help. And this year, we were about the same. Our unwritten goal, we all had a goal, but we didn't put it out. But we were shooting for $1.3 million this year. So we fell a little short of that goal, but we did pretty close to what we raised last year. And we'll still be able to help a large majority of this community. And then we'll get started later on the year on another campaign. But in the meantime, Efrat Pfefferman, the executive director of United Way, has been doing a lot of other things with regard to COVID relief and dispensations of funds and, with a lot of other groups and collaborating and partnering in order to help our folks as we can to get through this pandemic. So
how important was it that you guys
I'm
got?
I'm happy to be in Bloomington, you know.
How important was it to have you raise that money before the pandemic hit? Gee whiz. Good timing.
Well, I think it's very important with regard to help to social service agencies that are going to have to help the people most impacted or some of the people impacted by this pandemic. And obviously with what the United Way and other organizations have raised for additional support, as proud as we are and as fortunate as we are to raise that $1.2 million, it would not have been near enough to help the folks in the manner we would like to do here in Monroe County. And I will say that was part of Greene and Owen County, so it was more of a regional effect, but a great amount of that helped our citizens right here in Bloomington.
Jim,
Monroe County.
You mentioned a robust conversation. What's your view of how we need to talk to each other and come together for all of these things that are issues today?
Well, I would constructively is the word that I would use at first. There's plenty of emotions. There's positions that are may have some backup with data or some other statistics that's been compiled. There might be some very good ideas that could affect some positive changes with regard to community policing. But constructive conversation is what I would say. And I think the key word for me as we move forward, and many others I might add, but I think the key word is accountability. That's one major step we can take moving forward. And I could give you my Trump speech, and I'm glad we're looking at police reform and some of those operations. But I want folks to understand that is what I consider one of the symptoms of the overall disease that we have to really attack and dismantle in this country. But at this point, the information that's going across, or the community unrest across the country, is having to do, and we're focusing on policing, community policing at this point. So, but there'll be many other symptoms, as I call them, that we'll have to address as well.
And that's part of getting this conversation started, right, Jim? So you can hear what the community values or thinks is important, and then you can go back and kind of parse it down from, or set a list of priorities. Is that the goal of all this?
That is the goal, and we'll do it multiple times and probably multiple forms or platforms. We want, I mean, let's just face it, in some community settings, there are some of our citizens that may be reluctant to participate or to attend for whatever reason. So we'll try to have multiple platforms or avenues that we can get input to reach as many people as we can. But I think a meeting like Thursday night is important. So A, we can hear folks, and, you know, and I want them to feel connected and have input into their local city government. And to me, that's the best way. I've said this many times before, and now it makes a lot of sense. It's why the good Lord gave us two ears and one mouth. So I think it's really time for us right now to use those ears to listen to what our community has to say.
All right, Jim, great job as always. We appreciate the insight. We'll get caught up with you down the road. We know there aren't any council meetings, but I'm excited to hear how this public safety group meeting is going to work out. So we'll have Keith reach out, and we'll get back with you here in the next couple of weeks and get a recap of how that went.
Oh, that'll be great. And I'd like to remind our listeners, and you too as well, I'm sure you know this, but there will be a Board of Public Safety, which is meeting this evening, which is the board of the Bloomington Public Safety Fire Department and Police Department. So they'll have a meeting, and the chief will be sharing data, some of their progresses and successes over the years, and will address the public there as well. So that's the first step moving on. I don't want our Public Safety Standing Committee to be confused with the Board of Public Safety Governing Board with our public safety units. So hope everyone tunes in.
All right, Jim, great job, and we'll get back with you before you know it, my friend. Thank you again for your time today.
Thank you for being so flexible. Have a great one. Talk to you soon.
That's bye. Keith and I doing yoga. That's how we get flexible, Jim. That's
imagine that picture, you two doing yoga. Thanks a lot.
Oh, it hurts. All right.
Thank you.
We got to laugh a little bit. That's right. Jim Sims, city councilman, checking in with us this afternoon.